Hello, and welcome to Articulated Thought. My name is Colin, I'll be your host today, and I would like to begin today's episode by reading a poem by my late father. He was raised as an altar boy in Baltimore, Maryland, and as a side effect of this, he learned Latin. And with Latin and with understanding Latin, you understand the roots of a lot of our language and a lot of other Romance languages. And so as a side effect, we called him the walking dictionary because he could essentially, you could give him a word and he'd be like, oh, this root, this root, this root. Okay, it has to mean this. I'm going to figure it out. So he kind of like knew since he knew the roots to all the words, he could figure out almost any word that you asked him, which is a pretty incredible. Obviously, not our whole language is Latin based, but a lot of it is. So I would like to read this poem. The title is Transistory. Transistory, transistory. Everything I have is transistory. The buckles on my shoes, the union dues. Eternal glory could I lose. Everything I have is transistory. My insight, second sight, eyesight, home sight, fear, pain, suffering, plight. Like all the rains could and does go down this drain. Sometimes a mite gory. Everything I have is transistory. Should I weep? Should I sigh? My cares only bring recession. Why should I go into deep depression? For I know it, they'll be gone like this here story. Everything I have is transistory. That was by Bill Curran. He was amazing, and I love him, and I miss him. Okay, let me go to the other side of this. So, obviously, we're all kids. We're all children inside. And the more we grow up, the more removed we are from being our inner child. So in my therapy session today, I had a pretty significant experience doing child regression therapy. And the source of my child regression therapy, I'll explain what I did. So first, I took a couple deep breaths. Everything begins with breathing. Every religious practice... not every religious, a lot of religious practices began with breathing. And in that breath, I centered myself and I lowered my blood pressure in that. And then my therapist said a lot of words that were trying to kind of encapsulate the feeling that I was trying to like move from myself. So what we came up with was urgency. So a lot of my life and a lot of my, I don't know, want to say plight, but that was in my dad's poem and now I'm thinking about it. A lot of my plight is that I like to be activated. I did a lot of meth because I like to be activated. I did a lot of other stimulants. I did a lot of psychedelics that have stimulant effects to them. And I really like being the most activated version of myself because it's just fantastic for me. But I can do this by eating well and working out and taking showers and breathing well. And I still feel right now, I feel like I am on stimulants, but not quite so urgent. But that urgency has really caused a lot of problems in my life. And so with the childhood regression therapy, what I did was, so we use the word urgency, right? Then in the urgency, she would say urgency, urgency, urgency. And it would be like urgency, heart, urgency, head, urgency, shoulders, urgency, arms, urgency, solar plexus. And she went down from the top of my head down to my feet. And the place that it came up with was my solar plexus. So in my solar plexus, I felt this gaseous ball of, it was dark gray, and the dark gray ball felt, it was about the size of a golf ball, and it was right at the center of my chest. And what that felt like to me was essentially like, it was kind of like moving around in there and just like, Regardless, so what we did with the childhood regression therapy is, since we figured out what that feeling was and where, so we figured out by using the word urgency and doing the body scan, and then once I've pinpointed that actual feeling, she went back through my years. So, like went through my mid-20s, through my early 20s, through my teenage years, to my late teenage years, to my early teenage years. And we came up with this place in me where I was 12 when I started to feel like I needed to grow up, when I needed to feel like I needed to become something. And obviously, it wasn't that urgent when I was 12 years old. I went to this amazing middle school called Topanga Mountain School. Topanga Mountain School was, I would say, unlike any other school that I've ever heard of, but especially during the time that I went, because there was only 12 of us. And we all stayed together and we all knew each other. And there was a couple people that came in and out, but not very many. And in my middle school, we learned to track and we went into nature every day and we went on walks and we read really cool books that people don't read in normal schools. And we did research papers and we skinned some animals and learned a lot about herbs and how things are collected and hunter-gatherers and creation myths. And regardless, in my middle school years, I didn't feel the urgency to grow up. I felt like I was a kid to the max extent that any kid probably has ever felt. But as soon as I got to high school, I felt like I had to grow up. I was put into this school that was like a normal high school, very amazing school, but I still didn't feel like myself. I was exposed to all of this nature, all of this hunter-gatherer-ness. I had a sit spot. A sit spot is a place in nature you go to meditate, but also reflection, and you just connect with it. And it's a place that you really connect with. I'm sure that almost everyone has a sit spot. They just don't call it that. Regardless, those things were not in my normal high school. Like, they didn't exist in the normal high school experience. And so I was put into this environment that I didn't know how to be a kid anymore. Though I escaped a lot. I really escaped by using various drugs and basically learning from my friends and just being with my friends all day. And so in that sense, I was able to basically go to like a normal school, but then also escape on the other side. And escaping was not the right solution. But also learning to grow up really quickly is not the right solution either. And there is no urgency. Life is not urgent. We don't need to be constantly successful. We don't need to be slaving away our lives for a business or anything. We can be static. And as long as we are doing something that makes us feel calm and keeps us centered and allows us to be inspired and allows us to feel like we're meditating, because meditating is not only just the practice of sitting and breathing. It's also getting lost in art, getting lost in music, getting lost in reading, getting lost in anything. Getting lost. It's just losing your ego and just being one with the moment. And so normal high school did not appreciate that. They did not encourage it. It was literally like, here's your schedule. Here's your 6 classes. You have to show up all day, every day from 8:30 to 3. And just, you have to be present in every one of these classes and just be what we decide that you need to be. And I feel like that experience is detrimental to being the human that I feel like I want to be now. And part of me regrets having that experience, but obviously couldn't have changed it. Can't change it now. Doesn't matter. All I know is that sense of urgency has stayed with me for the last 15 years of my life. And these last 15 years, I've always felt this pull from one way to the other. Like I have to be successful. I have to be doing something. I have to be urgently creating. I have to do whatever it is that I need to do to be successful. And then the other side, which was me escaping with drugs and alcohol and friends and stuff, is escaping and trying to meditate in whatever way was possible. And so right now, this regression therapy allowed me to expose the part of me that felt like I needed to do things urgently. And now I feel very calm. I feel like I can accept everything as it is and just live my life to the fullest. And yes, I will have a schedule and I will follow these schedules as precisely as possible, but I will also give myself leniency and to go enjoy a meal when I'm hungry and go and take a walk when I need to and work out when I need to and do some art when I'm feeling inspired and just be present in what my body is telling me and what my mind is telling me to do. And I hope that you can take my experience of my childhood regression therapy. And if you feel like you need to be doing something urgently, just know you don't. Life is not about these urgent expressions of time. We can be doing whatever feels good in the moment because happiness is the path. It is not the destination. Thank you for listening to me. I hope you guys have a wonderful day. Take care. You are all wonderful light beings. Mwah.